Absolutely, Claire. I suppose where we are is that we always envisaged the gin distillery and the whiskey distillery being together. We have a lot of work to do still with the Ardrahr site to work out exactly what can fit on the site and how the buildings work together. So we're quite a long way away, but I suppose at the moment, in principle, the gin distillery will ultimately move to Ardrahr.
And do you have any time frame, James, as to when that might happen?
I don't at the moment. The most logical time would actually be when we start to reach capacity on with the current gin operation. So at the moment we have one 500 litre gin still here called Maeve. There will be a point where physically we can't make enough gin with Maeve alone, and the second still would come in. So that's, I suppose, one element in the timing. But the rest of it will probably be geared around what happens with planning, whether there's an appeal, and the sort of construction phases. So I don't really have a time, I'm afraid.
Okay. And all going well, I suppose, with the planning process for the whiskey distillery as well, when would you hope to be up and running in Ardrahr?
Well, I suppose I hope that we'll have plans submitted to Donegal County Council by Christmas. And then we would get a decision, I guess, sort of within 8 weeks, I think, from there. If all being well and no appeals and things, then we would try and start building sort of the second half of the year. But I guess you have to factor in that there may well be an appeal to Ambord Planala, which then sort of adds about 3 months to that. So I suppose realistically it's the beginning of, where are we, 18? So the beginning of 2020.
And when you made your statement at the public meeting earlier on this week in Carrick, were you surprised by the reaction of the community?
I think I wasn't surprised by the sort of outpouring of support. I think we've known how people feel about the distillery. There's a palpable sense of pride in the little operation that we have, and the fact that you can see Dooleman around Ireland and the UK and people talking about it, and the same for Silky. So that didn't surprise me. The sort of disappointment and frustration, I get it, I understand it, I understand where it's coming from. This is not an easy decision for us either. But I suppose I don't think I've seen that many people of all political persuasions and none all come together with a kind of unified voice. Kind of strangely humbling, really.